Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later in the hour, I'm going to read this report in full on air. Hollywood goes big on Endgame zeitgeist. A rash of recent movies about humanity's imminent eradication, a warning, a promise, are just a reflection of our own fears. Also, we've got John McCain being confronted by 9/11 Truth, doing an excellent job. We also have some other key clips here with the NRA supporting more gun control. It's all coming up by hook or by crook this hour. Don't forget, I'm your host, Alex Jones, live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, and back from 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday evenings, Central Standard Time, with a Sunday abbreviated two-hour edition of the three-hour transmission, and that we send out 24 hours a day, 21 hours retransmitted until we're live again at 11 a.m. But every day when the transmission ends, if you missed any of the first hour and you're still listening, well, just go to Infowars.com, and we have it restreamed for you right there as well. Open phones in this hour with the news I just mentioned. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Well, thank you, Alex, and God bless you and your family.
God bless you.
Things.
Thank you for blessing me and my family. Go ahead.
I talked to Michael Moore this weekend face-to-face about a Fur Park, and I asked him if he'd do an interview on your show, and he says he's not doing any more interviews. I also asked him about the 9/11 Truth people that he met in New York, and he said, yes, he says, I think something should be investigated there. So,
well, I was down on Moore and martial law for his bodyguards when I was just videotaping him, shoving on me and doing other things, and him backing off in his film and saying it was all just an idiot government that accidentally let it happen, maybe let it happen on purpose. He kind of left that open. But no, he now has given interviews to We Are Change New York where he says that it could be an inside job and reports of bombs. And so his stock went way up with me when he finally did that.
Well, I also found out where I can give him DVDs because I was dropping him off at his house. I only live a few miles away, and the security people just dump everything in the trash. So I'm going to get Endgames. We're trying to get it into a DVD format, which we almost have it to where we can take tape from the Windows Media, and I'm going to give him that very soon.
If you're giving him stuff, give me your address during the break. I'll actually send you the high quality film on DVD if you're giving it to Moore.
Well, thank you, Alex. No, anything that you have, I'll give them, right, personally. I will. I honestly will. Because I'll make copies of it and pass it around myself, but I'd like to get him originals if I could.
Sure.
But I can't afford them. But another thing, until I know that Ted Nugent lives in Austin, and I feel in my heart that we shouldn't have any of his bumper music on your show until he comes on your show and you get to interview him again and ask him why he isn't getting behind all this.
I've had Nugent on twice.
Well, that was a while ago. I don't know how much on board he is with the issues now, because he'll go, he really is not really exposing things like...
He's more of a mainline right-wing guy. Look, I know Nugent actually lives in Kerrville. It's like 65, 70 miles from here. Beautiful German hill country out there by Fredericksburg. And I am told he has a house, too, somewhere in Westlake, but I could get Nugent on again. I bet we could get him on. In fact, you know what? I'll put the call in to get Nugent on.
One more thing then, too. My brother lives up here in northern Michigan with me, and he's a big promoter of Ron Paul. He got Ron Paul on the Mackinac Island, was on the boat with him, and he's got a number that he created called 800 or 877 Ron Paul that he's given to the Ron Paul campaign, and he brought up a point to Trevor about this new campaign for getting money, that a lot of old people don't know how to work the Internet. So if they're going to limit it just to the Internet, they might be missing out on a whole group of
people.
No,
I agree. They need to post the phone numbers. We need to give them out. Great point.
1-877-RON-PAUL.
I thought it was 1-800-RON-PAUL.
No, this is 1-877-RON-PAUL. My brother gave it to them, and it's on all their new stuff.
Okay, good job, my friend.
Okay,
1-877 Ron Paul. Thank you. God bless you, John. All right, Ronaldo, Bruce, Dave, many others. Your calls are straight ahead. Many hands make light work. This is only the beginning of the revolution.
It is a big idea, a new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big article, Hollywood goes big on in-game zeitgeist for rash of recent movies about humanity's imminent eradication, a warning, a promise, or just a reflection of our own fears. We're also going to air some clips of John McCain being confronted while he was there with a member of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission pushing propaganda. That is coming up. And another clip about the NRA pushing more gun control and exactly what's behind that. Right now, Ronaldo in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you. Good morning. Good afternoon, Alex Jones, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Okay, look, I've been studying about the New World Order, and I noticed you like a year ago, and I purchased your Terror Storm, Police State, Total Enslavement, and your latest one, Endgames. So I have two questions, very important questions that's been bothering me, because I'm a writer. I write books, and I'm also an artist. Okay, I'm a Catholic, a Roman Catholic, and I've been studying the U.S. government and the Hollywood people in California. Now, in the movie, I don't know if you noticed, in the movie, in the 1976 movie Logan's Run with Michael York, I don't know if you familiar with that movie.
My mother's actually in that, yeah.
Gosh, is your mother's in that movie?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you who she is, but just go ahead.
Okay, now, and remember the movie, the Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone and Whitney Snipes?
Yes, good movie, yeah.
Okay, now, the third movie that just recently came out 2007, 2004 was Minority Report with Tom Cruise.
Okay, now excellent Philip K. Dick film. Yeah.
Okay, now in those three movies, they mentioned that everybody's required to have a microchip implant for the future.
Yeah, it's all part of mass conditioning.
Okay, now I understand something else. That did you ever hear about the Biochip Corporation and YouTube? Now they have a video clip of, you know, it's in, I don't know if it's in one of your movies. I didn't see it, but I have it in a Biochip Corporation. That you see the movie Minority Report, and you see Tom Cruise walking with a couple of people in a building, and they have the microchip implant somewhere in their or an iris scanner, or at least their forehead.
Yeah, they're retina scanning, yeah.
Yeah, and then they're going in, and then you're gonna see it at the top of the building. You're gonna see like the Big Brother, the machine with the light. It goes beep, you know, and it's tracking everybody that goes in, and it reads their.
Yes.
You know, okay, now.
It's personalized advertising everywhere, yes.
Exactly. Now, I understand something that that these movie stars, right? I have just two questions. I have like two short questions for you.
Go ahead.
These movie stars, they're knowing about this because they are the government's project. The U.S. government is using these stars. This is my philosophy. They're using these stars, or my belief. They're using these movie stars to put America to sleep for 6 months.
Well, they don't have to infiltrate the stars. They mainly focus on the writers. But Philip K. Dick was a visionary. He was against them. And a couple of the films you mentioned were Philip K. Dick. And of course, they got movies about the elite wanting to kill the old, the infirm, and like Logan's Run, because that is a main line of science fiction, because a big eugenicist coined a lot of this, H.G. Wells, and then other science fiction writers kind of mimicked it with future, you know, dystopic type films. But, so I mean, specifically, what are you saying?
Okay, what I'm saying to Alex Jones is that the movie stars has been involved with the government secret society. Now, to me, I believe that maybe not all movie stars, but like 80% or 70% have that microchip and technology with them.
Well, no. Now, 5 years ago, some stars did get microchip teeth put in their children out of fear. And there's certainly Hollywood people that are globalist. But in my experience with Hollywood people is they're totally freaked out and know what's going on.
Okay, now, we might, you know that, but... But we don't really know if they are, because right now, the second question is about the real ID card. Now, I've been calling Washington, but since they're such liars, and I don't believe them, and I believe everything you say, because accordingly to your statistics and your you know, belief, that they're thinking about, you know, coming out with this real ID card, which got a chip on it.
Well, we already have it.
It's in your latest video and games. And this is required to come out in May 11th of 2008. That's only 5 more months from now.
Yeah, it's already here, sir. They just set fake deadlines about it. Listen, I appreciate your call. Number one, the New World Order is not all-powerful. And they don't have spies everywhere. They're trying to set up automated spying systems to just collate data, but they can't get us all. We're the majority. The majority doesn't want the war. The majority doesn't want open borders. The majority doesn't want any of these unconstitutional things. We're starting to turn the tide. So don't be in so much fear. Be afraid of not taking action and then winning. And the point of the earlier caller saying I should get Ted Nugent on, I don't even know if I want to get Ted Nugent on. Because then people, when I have lots of guests on I don't totally agree with, and then people will spin it and then try to say that I support every thing that Ted Nugent says, and that's not the case. Just like Ron Paul goes on Fox News, and he doesn't agree with much of what they say, just like they don't agree with much of what he says, they still have him on, not as much as they should. It's the same thing with, I had Mayor Rothschild on. His grandson, and it was, I was against him. I was going after him. And we called up, and he didn't know who I was, and he was doing a blitz of radio interviews for Live Earth. We were able to get him on. People spun that and said, oh, my gosh, you know, look, he's got Rothschild on. He's for Rothschild. He'd go hear the interview. It wasn't. But at the same time, I have to do what Ron Paul's done. I can't let people, just because they say that and do that, keep me from interviewing him. I don't think you'll come back on. In fact, we've tried. He said no. At the same time, the way my uncle puts it is that we're not the dominant media. Why even spend time having these people on? Well, I agree with Ted Nugent on the Second Amendment. That's why I've had him on. I disagree with him about the war, so maybe it'd make for interesting radio to have him on and realize why he says and thinks that. It's like when Troy from West Virginia calls in, I let him on air, not anymore, but I had in the past. People would get real mad about it because they didn't want to hear it. My thing was, we don't censor, we don't screen your calls, we let people who disagree on front of the line. Now, when Troy called up and faked his name and said he was Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and called the back line and messed up that interview, I banned him because I'm not going to have stuff like that going on. That really messed up the show. And he's tried to call in and we haven't, but anybody else who disagrees can call in and go to the front of the line. You know, we're here to have a debate and have a real exchange of ideas. We're not like Limbaugh or Hannity or these others who censor who can get on their shows and admit it. They have a, quote, coup detector. You talk about the New World Order, talk about the CFR, talk about anything they don't want the public knowing about. I mean, I've heard Neil Bortz say that the Federal Reserve is not private and he's not going to discuss that conspiracy theory. But I'm already digressing. It's just the argument of I shouldn't have people on who I disagree with on some issues, I don't buy into. But I do kind of buy into the argument of why waste time with them. But I think once you start isolating yourself and the ideas and things you say and do, it just causes a big problem. That's why, I mean, I've had Charlton Heston on before he retired. I don't agree with Charlton Heston on everything. I had him on because it's interesting. Or I don't agree with everything Pat Buchanan says, but I've had him on the show, I think, 2 or 3 times, three times over the years. And his new book's powerful, and looks like we've got him for the show. You know, talk about that. That's interesting. I'm not going to go as far as some national talk show hosts who, you know, have just people who I totally disagree with. I totally disagree. I probably wouldn't have them on. But at the same time, should I have a Dr. Eric Pianca on who says he can't wait for 90% of us to die and the sooner we start dying, the better? We did try to get him on so you could hear it from him, not just off television or out of the newspaper. So I guess I'm kind of debating with myself right now here on air. I think the answer is we should have him on. In fact, let's try to get Dr. Peter Singer on, who pushes the same stuff Pianca pushes. I think I've answered my own question, but that's the type of micromanaging I get from some of the listeners. And I don't know. I just can't get to the point of where I ban people who disagree. I want to hear that. We brought on a lot of guests like that state attorney, Glenn Ivey, who admitted there's no law you have to take vaccines, but that they were telling people they had to come in and take them. I mean, he got to put out some of his propaganda, but at the same time, you got to hear him for yourself say he doesn't vaccinate his own children. Bruce in Oregon, thanks for holding her on the air.
Good to hear your voice. Listen, I got 2 things. One's really quick. Have you read a book called Crow Killer?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you. It's an excellent book about the way men used to be compared to the way they are now. It's about a mountain man. He's a guy they based that Redford movie on, but he's far more interesting. And just the way they live, I'm so impressed with the way men carried on. All the way from Thomas Paine, I'm listening to an audiobook about him, through the mountain man, etc. It's just amazing when I look at history. I see the way that men used to carry on their affairs, and for some reason they've ceased to do that, and I think so much of this battle is really within ourselves.
Yeah, we've been domesticated, we've been gelded.
Exactly. So I'm going to send that to you. I think you'll really enjoy it. The second item is also, I was reading this magazine in someone's house, and you know, one of these bathroom magazines, and I believe it's Maxim, or some men's magazine.
Yeah, it's a swimsuit magazine.
Yeah, exactly. The thing that I was just horrified because some guy had an article in there about torture.
I saw that. I saw the article on the web. Stay there. Tell us about it when we get back. Yeah, they're turning us into animals. And as we get more and more decadent, something that we never would have even thought about entertaining. I mean, I have cable. And I had seen HBO Real Sex, and it was pretty stupid. I wouldn't watch it. But I turned it on the other day, and I mean, I don't even want to say what they were doing. And that was during hours that a lot of children are up. It's just, what comes next?
Ted Anderson from Midas, November 27, 2007. Gold, 811, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.58, $411.80 for half, $205.90 for quarter. That's $835.58, $411.80, and $205.90. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, let's jump straight back into your calls. Bruce in Oregon, finish up what you were saying.
Hey, yes, thanks. So the thing is with this Maxim magazine, I was completely horrified, Alex, because here I am reading about this guy's collection, all graphically depicted, of torture devices. And they, the magazine, is presenting this as entertainment for young men. Now, they didn't do this by accident. And I just went through the roof because, my God, this is completely repulsive. I'm not even going to describe these things. They were so lovingly crafted by, intensely wicked people to cause excruciating pain in creative ways to innocent people. I mean, and this guy...
Yeah, I saw a write-up about the article with clips of it. It was how sexy it is to torture women to death.
Yes, yes, and some of that was very, I mean, I can't even mention it. And he has these quotes, like, from his traveling show. He says, oh, you know, I show this to women, and they, some of them nearly faint. They squeal, and they scream, and, oh, women are such wussies. Oh, my God, that's not a man.
Yeah, it's sexualizing really dark macabre things. And gee, if we can't even talk about on air what's being put in these mainline, one of the top magazines, or what's on HBO, imagine what comes next. Now, again, I have television, so when I want to, I can monitor it. I very rarely watch TV. I watched a lot of ball games this weekend because family was in town, and they had to have it on. But a few weeks ago, I was flipping around on cable, and we have HBO, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and I flip it on, and it was just from a few years ago when I'd last flipped past HBO Real Sex. And it's always so goofy and nerdly, I can't even watch it. I mean, not just that it's, you know, graphic. And it was fisting. And I mean, it was graphic. They were, I mean, now it's gone from, they're not just showing triple X sex. They were showing things that can kill you. And things that mess your body up. And things that are damaging. And I was thinking, my gosh, if this is on HBO, what is next? And I don't, and I'm, you know, if people don't know what that is, just be glad you don't know. The point is I literally watched like 30 seconds, and I was sitting with my mouth hanging open. Then I flipped back like 10 minutes later, and it was still going on. And I'm just like, where does it go? Where is the bottom after this? And it's torture's good, and evil's good, and mass murder's good. And people need to know that that's always what a society in deep decline is, always has sports psychosis or men's what I would call men's soap operas is always real big. Torture is always big. Constant war. Police state's big. There's no due process. Just the most hardcore sexual practices are publicly practiced. I mean, this is all the key things of a society plunging into the netherworld. And, folks, it's not that I can't deal with it and I'm not trendy and I'm all, you know, this square who's all scared of everything. Look, I've been somewhat worldly. And I realize it was destructive, and I don't like it, okay? But the point is, the stuff they're doing now on TV just goes so far. Brutal stuff. I just can't, I mean, where does it go from here is the question, Bruce.
The thing that I would like to point out here, too, Alex, is you've got forces like that. Folks, they're not there by accident. You have something as big as Maxim magazine. Come on. It is programmed. This is coming down from the highest sources. You know that CNN is programmed, folks. You know that even PBS is. I mean, my God, they do this thing on the towers collapse. It's a joke, and they kept repeating it. Folks, this is all programmed. Now, you can make a choice here, and you always make a choice. And that is, you can step back and say, now, what are my values? What guides me? I see this thing here, but for God's sake, let's turn it off for a second. And if we do this each day and we return, if you need to spend a few minutes in prayer, if you need to just spend a few minutes in meditation, walk the dog, but, you know, like, turn off the tube, put down the magazine, get out.
Well, for those that didn't see the article, just because I just scanned an article about it and it had clippings and it showed it, it's like how beautiful raping women and blood and torturing them is. Is that the same Maxim article that came out like a month ago?
I guess I saw it. I don't know. It was like a year ago. Maybe they repeat these things. But it had devices shown that were just for excruciating pain, if not completely crushing people.
And it was about torturing women for pleasure, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the story. I guess they did another one about a month ago. Yeah.
Regular guy on with them. And maybe it's a big hit. I hope.
Listen, I got to jump. Thank you for the call. I mean, take the sexual practice I saw on HBO. I mean, I'm flipping through the channels, and Deadwood's on, and something else is on. I'm thinking, I don't want to watch that. Why am I watching TV? And I flip, and they're doing something that I've read about in medical reports where people's guts fall out their hind end. I mean, you do this, you run a good chance of your guts coming. I mean, I don't want to. This is like Hellraiser-type stuff. And I flip away, and a few minutes later, I go, is that still on? And I flip back, and I'm just like, ah. And I changed the channel. And how did this happen? I mean, where does it go from here?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
From the government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You ain't doing too hard.
All right, here's the deal. I want to get to Dan, Dave, Peter, Mark, and Mike before the show ends. I got two audio clips and a mini guest popping in here in just a moment. So let's hurry as fast as we can. Have your questions and comments ready. NoSickHolidays.com. This is that. Echinacea, all these different types of elderberry and the rest of it, and it's very well documented to just knock out the viruses, boost the immune system. And the website is nosickholidays.com, 866-402-6680. They can ship it out to you really fast. The holiday means more exposure to nasty bugs. The holidays should be a joyful time, but they are almost always stressful. Travel, shopping, banking, meal prep, planning, all means less sleep, more stress in your body. Many get sick. Some get very sick. And, ladies and gentlemen, you're exposed to a lot of people, a lot of bugs, and the most dangerous bugs of the holiday bug bomb of air travel. So, ladies and gentlemen, go to NoSickHolidays.com. NoSickHolidays.com, NoSickHolidays.com, and check out this super-powered formula of all these different berry extracts and things that have been very well documented. I mean, I give this to my children during the winter months to keep them from getting sick. 866-402-6680, 866-402-6680, NoSickHolidays.com, Immune Surge, ladies and gentlemen. Get Immune Surge at NoSickHolidays.com or 866-402-6680. And just briefly, Endgame 1.5 is going to come out tonight, and over an hour, two different 35-minute parts. And then tomorrow, another 40 minutes of Endgame 1.5. So in three doses, two of them today, another tomorrow. You big story about it up on PrisonPlanet.com and how it ties into all this dystopic stuff that's being pushed by the media. That is coming out today for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Get Endgame itself on DVD at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Dave in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, this is Dave from Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been a licensed firearms dealer in the state for the past 18 years. And recently I've been under attack by the Skull and Bones through various groups like the Riot Shriners, Freemasonry, and others. And what they did was they set up a grid in my neighborhood, actually bought homes and moved these idiots in. I've been fighting these people for over 20 years, by the way. They actually moved these people in, set up a grid and access satellite to cell phone tower technology, and hammered me with laser and holographic images through satellite technology. I can't even put my video cameras out without seeing weird images in them.
Well, I'll tell you what, send me some information. Send me some of that video, sir, and I appreciate your call. I said I had to go quick here. All I can say is there's some real stuff going on. There's some things that are psychiatric, and the government admits they've done some of this stuff. But if you have to, just move out of the area, sir. That's all I can really say. Sorry, Dave, to hear that. Dan in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead. Dan, come on. You're on the air. Okay, he's not at his, go ahead, sir. Let him go. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I just want to say thanks for all that you do, man. I just found you about a year ago, and I just recently started to believe, you know, what you're saying about 9/11, and it's hard to believe, but I do, and I just want to say thanks, you know, for putting the videos out there. I've seen Loose Change, and I want to see the new video you came out with.
Well, Loose Change Final Cut just came out. It's a totally new film.
Well, I can't wait to see it. And I did want to ask you, well, I do totally support you. I mean, I'm in the state of shock, you know. I cannot even believe this is happening.
Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
I know, and that's where I'm at. And I'm sharing it with my church and my pastor, and he's just recently believed it because I'm the only one, you know, in my church that's stepped out. I've even got people in my church that are looking down at me and will not even look at the information. And I realize it because they'll have to make a stand, you know, if they choose to believe it.
Well, waking somebody up first 9/11 sometimes isn't the best. You got to use discernment. Try an end game or try an America freedom to fascism, because those are going to be issues that they're already going to be knowledgeable, at least at some levels, about. And it doesn't start with, by the way, a bunch of murdering killers run things. Because if you come to the realization, you will be in shock. My gosh, killers run the government. They could do it again. I mean, it is a big deal for people.
And I'm looking at a lot more of this stuff, and I never even knew, and I feel almost ashamed for not knowing this stuff. I'm 40 years old, and I want to apologize. I'm working right now. I stepped out of my truck, and I apologize for missing you there. But I've been trying to get hold of you for a long time. It is an honor just to talk with you. I did want to ask you, maybe I should know, you know, from other information, are you a Christian?
Absolutely. We had Pastor Tex Mars on last week. I make no secret about that, but I'm not.
Yes,
I don't want to be associated with these mainline lying churches. Am I a cornerstone Pastor Hagee who says Jesus isn't the Messiah? Am I one of these guys saying kill all the Palestinians and nuke everybody? I'm not a Christian if that's what a Christian is.
Yes, sir, I understand that. And I don't get your radio show. I listen to your show on my cell phone, you know, and it hangs up every so often. But I'm trying to resolve that. But I've just been, you know, told about you. You know.
Well, do you have a computer? Do you have a computer, sir?
I'm not even tuned in on that. But I am.
Well, sir, you can go to Radio Shack and buy a shortwave radio. And then
somebody told me about that, and that's what I want to do. But I wish we got you here in Atlanta, you know, on the radio. And unfortunately, I have to listen to Neil Board, and he does talk about you, but it's, you know, in a bad sense. But your name is getting out there in the Atlanta area. I want you to know that.
Well, God bless you. I got to jump, sir. Good to hear from you. Yeah, that's why we have shortwave. Anywhere in the world, WWCR, you can listen. And if you don't have a computer, go to the library, and you can go to WWCR.com and see our frequencies and when we're on. Or you can ask a neighbor who's got a computer to take you on there, and you can listen on. We have a lot of really good Sanjian clones, Kato. They cost about two-thirds as much as a Sanjian, and they basically are a Sanjian. We've done side-by-side tests. They're just as good, and they're available at Infowars.com. Okay, man, I got to move quicker. I might be able to play these clips. Let's go ahead now and talk to Peter in Florida. Peter, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I got a couple things I'd like to talk to you about, but I know you're pressed for time. I want to tell you that I participated in a phone poll last week. They asked me if I was Republican or Democrat, and then when I answered Republican, they asked me if I was voting for Giuliani, Thompson, Romney, or McClain, or other. And Ron Paul's name wasn't even in the list. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing things like if you say Ron Paul, then the next question is, what's your favorite sexual position to make you hang up?
You know, I didn't get that, and I did say Ron Paul, and then after that they asked me, like, from 1 to 100, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate if, and nothing of it was about Paul, and a lot of them were just kind of odd questions, not crazy like you were talking about, but just they weren't really asking the right question, in my opinion.
They switch over to a bunch of questions to get you to hang up because you chose Ron Paul, so it wouldn't be added into the survey.
Well, I did hear you say that before, so I did stick with it, and it wasn't too long. And well, I was just happy to get his name out there in the real polls, and then, well, you know, in the mainstream polls rather.
Well, we commissioned one as a news organization here just to illustrate. Even when you try to make it fair, they're able to spin it.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that last week. The other thing I want to talk to you about, I've been investing in gold for, like, I'd say it's probably been six months now.
Mm-hmm.
And last month I received a letter from the company that I've been doing business with. It's goldmoney.com. And I get this letter, and they're saying in it, Dear Ma'am or Sir, we regret to inform you that we no longer be providing for bank accounts in the United States after December 15th. No processing of U.S. Dollar electric checks. And accepting U.S. gold wires. And I did a little research thinking, you know, that was kind of weird. And I find this internet article saying that online payment systems like eGold are becoming currency of choice for cyber crooks and terrorists. And it just seems to me that they're trying to make it more and more difficult for people to get out of the U.S.
Oh, yeah, the feds are trying to shut everything down so you can't get out of the dollar. Now is the time to move into gold. Got to jump. Thank you so much, sir. In the last segment, I will get to Mark and Mike. I'm sorry to all the other callers. Let's play this NRA clip because it's short. This is the NRA National ABC News about how one of the NRA members, board members, and is the inventor of the technology, so he makes the money, that micro-stamps the bullets. Now, of course, puts a serial number on the back of the cap. It's just on the hammer, on the firing pin. All a thief will do is grind that off. Or they'll steal it from your house, go kill somebody with it, or shoot somebody with it, and then you're going to get in trouble. But what it does is it makes the gun manufacturers go out of business. It puts more regulatory control. First it starts with handguns. Then it moves into rifles. They're talking about this nationwide. And the NRA, I looked it up, got an article about it, is behind it and pushing it, just like they're pushing the new law to ban anybody who's got post-traumatic stress disorder or ADHD or anything else from owning a gun. See, first it's felons, and then it's everybody. Here it is.
In the U.S. every year, nearly 40% of all homicides go unsolved. But a new bill signed into law last month in California aims to make it easier.
Stop right there. See, they're implying that 40% of homicides, but a large portion of those are done with baseball bats or daggers or running people over or poisoning them. See, it's all just manipulated numbers. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
aims to make it easier for police to link individual guns to individual crimes. The law mandates that newly manufactured guns leave a unique stamp on every bullet fired. With more now, here's ABC's Brian Rooney.
After any shooting, the police look for the bullets and shell casings with those scratches and markings that will match them to the gun. But the cops have to find the gun, too, and that's hard. California's law will require new guns to create markings that tell officers immediately what gun to look for.
Killers will be brought to justice because of the leads that this new technology will provide.
The technology known as micro-stamping puts laser etchings in the mechanism of guns that strike every shell fired. The firing pin, for instance, hits the brass shell, leaving a microscopic serial number that tells the make, model, and manufacturing date of the gun.
The law would not apply to rifles or to more traditional revolvers, only to semi-automatic handguns with a high rate of fire.
Gun rights advocates say this will only add to the cost of a new gun, while leading investigators to legal gun buyers, not criminals.
This will not help in any way, shape, or form. So what are they going to do next? Next step is another step toward banning or eliminating guns.
But interestingly, one of the co-inventors of the marking system is a conservative Republican member of the National Rifle Association who lives in New Hampshire. He says he just wants to help the police.
That small portion of gun owners that bring these guns and put them into trafficking and sell them to criminals, well, then they need to worry.
The retooled guns are not required until 2010, but if they're made for sale in California, that might set the standard for the entire country. Brian Rooney, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Absolutely. It's about 20% of the entire market in this nation. It's the seventh largest economy in the world. And it's a total complete nightmare, and it goes into tagaments and everything else, and it'll just make more smaller companies go out of business. California is claiming they're going to go after the manufacturers if their guns get straw purchased and brought in. Well, we're in deep trouble. I've only got about 3 minutes with her, and we're going to come back and take a few final calls. I wanted to get into McCain. I'll make a call to see what I'm going to do. But she's Debbie Morrow. She hadn't been on in over a month. And it is the season, it is Christmas, and I have given more than 10 Berkeys as gifts. You go directly to the national manufacturer of the American Berkey, the national distributor of the British Berkey. So one of these would be $320, $350 in a store. You get it for $195 or $260 instead of $400. You get a huge, on average, what, about a third off and free gifts, DVDs, flashlights, LED flashlights, potassium iodate, just great deals. And there is herbicide, pesticide, fluoride. They have secondary filters for that. This is the standard. It's what I use in my office. I'm drinking Berkey right now in this glass. It's what I've got at home in the bathroom because the kids like to get up and get water in the night, and they used to drink out of the sink. We got one in there. This is what I believe in. Buy one for your wife. Buy one for your husband. That way you get to use it, too. Buy it for your grandmother, your children. They also have sports Berkeys that are only $20 when you buy five of them, normally like $35 in the store, that just make the water safer and reduce a lot of things. And you put it in your sports bottle, take it to work, take it to the gym. It's not the purifier like the bigger systems. And so those are a couple of the deals they've got. But five of those for $100, great stocking stuffers. 1-888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. You can also order all the same stuff, same price, at InfoWars.com. Debbie, good to talk to you.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you for having me. Are you there?
Yes, I am. It is the season. The people need these. Bottom line, why should they get Berkey filters?
They should get Berkey filters because, one, they're going to get the very best mineralized water out there, which is a big issue to make sure you keep your minerals in the water. Number two,
it knocks everything out but the minerals, yeah.
Yes. Number two, a really good reason to get a Berkey is because we do help support your shortwave airtime, so they're also helping your cause. And another really good reason is because they're giving good health to their loved ones for presents instead of, you know, like poisoning them every day drinking their tap water.
I'm going to trust the government. I'm going to drink the tap water, Debbie. How dare you? 888-803-4438. They're getting a lot of volume right now, record levels of orders. So when you call, be sure and leave your name and number. Debbie or one of the other great ladies will call you right back. 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. There's a banner on InfoWars.com. Debbie, I'm glad to hear that you've got record orders coming in. People are stopping to trust their loving government.
Yeah, I think that the more blatant our, you know, our government, to me, has gotten to the point where they're not even trying to hide their deception anymore. And that, you know, I think people are finally starting to see that in a lot different realms than used to be. A lot more people are waking up.
Absolutely. Under an electron microscope, the Berkey systems bring everything down to non-detectable levels except for fluoride because it's designed to cut through everything. So they have special filters that are added on. I mean, even reverse osmosis doesn't cut it all out. This system does. 888-803-4438. Give her a call at BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com and they ship them out to you. UPS. Debbie, it's always great to have you on.
Thank you, Alex. It's nice to talk to you. See you soon.
What a great lady. Give her a call, 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Final segment, your call, straight ahead.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Would their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
We're back live. Look, I'm sorry to Mark and Mike. I'm just going to have to not be able to take your calls. Call me back tomorrow. Even if you call in behind others, tell us you got cut off, and I'll put you the front of the line and give you double time instead of being cut short. And sorry to everybody else, because I want to play these clips of John McCain as promised. You can watch the whole thing on PrisonPlanet.com. Philly 9/11 Truth did an excellent job. They're very polite about it. The first question, you know what? We don't have time to play both. Go to the second question. The first question is about why didn't the commission look at how Sybil Edmonds and all these colonels and people said that we were infiltrated by Al-Qaeda and everybody was ordered to stand down, basically. Oh, yeah, we're infiltrated. It's like one FBI deputy director said. It's as if Al-Qaeda has moles above us. Well, exactly. The intelligence agencies run them. That's out in the news today about the number one guy in Al-Qaeda right now being CIA. That's in major mainline papers. If you study their history, folks, they were trained at our bases. So all this is coming out now. Go to the question at 7:30. And McCain lies. McCain, well, just listen to it. Here it is.
The U.S. government was funding basically Al-Qaeda-tied groups in Iran. The group actually, the former head of the group was actually Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind behind 9/11. I wanted to know how we can tell the American people we're fighting a war on terror and then we're funding these terrorists in Iran to create upheaval in Iran. They're using terrorist tactics in Iran. How can we be serious when we're saying we're fighting a war on terror when we're funding terrorists ourselves?
Because I have no information about us finding anybody in Iran who are associated with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. But I'd be glad to get that information from you and look at it. But I will also tell you, go ahead.
Should I send that to your email? Or
email, but also mention that we talked to you, okay?
And I guess I gave you the wrong time to play. Right before that, he reads some headlines from newspapers. In fact, try to cue that up to maybe 7:20 then, because I wanted to hear the name of the newspaper. But it was all over the foreign press, German, Dutch, Spanish, British. And then the White House are the ones that made the announcement. In the U.S., it was in a few newspapers, but most notably New Yorker magazine, Cy Hirsch. Here it is.
Not included in the commission, and then those who did testify before the commission were excluded, which would have implicated that.
Okay, that's the wrong question. Just forget it. I meant to, like, back to 7:20, not to the first clip. It doesn't matter. The point is he reads him the news article. He reads him a headline. The White House, now, Cy Hirsch reported on this 3 years ago. We reported on this 4 years ago. This was in the foreign press big time a year ago. And then the last few months, Bush announces, yes, five groups. And then he lists the five groups, and they're all admitted Wahhabist sects. They're the opposite of Shiite. They're Sunni. And one of them is headed up by the supposed number three of Al-Qaeda. And it says they're being funded on the eastern Iraqi border with the western border of Iran to carry out destabilization terror attacks. This is a White House press release. Years after we already knew it, saying that they are attacking the Iranians. Then our media has the nerve, that's what I'm always talking about, to claim Iran is Al-Qaeda when they're the opposite group. They're headed up by Shiite. And McCain just, I don't know anything about that. Oh, no, the commission, blah, blah, blah. Just incredible lying, but really good questions by the folks there. I'll be back tonight on the network, on the shortwave, the satellite, AM and FM stations, 9 to midnight, Central. Many other stations rebroadcasting us at different times. I'm very thankful to all of them. Be sure and support their local sponsors and or sponsor them. All of our fine affiliates, 1330 AM, KCAA, stations like that, and all the others I never mentioned. And if you missed the first hour, key stuff, it's right now at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks.